happy Saturday morning, everybody. Saturday, January 14th, 2023. It's the Saturday edition of Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News podcast, brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. A very hoarse Tom Drake on board the beautiful Oceana Serena. I did test negative for COVID this morning. I performed last night, and they put up with this Harvey Fierstein voice. I mean, I'm really affected by it. I mean, I was actually looking at my wife's dresses, wondering how they would look. I did test negative. That's no surprise. I'm always negative when it comes to testing for COVID. My mother told me as a boy I was negative. My first wife thought I was incredibly negative. Many people that meet me, they just say, this guy's so negative, so I was negative. I just don't sound all that good. We'll make a short, fast Saturday edition of this podcast. I didn't want to disappoint the six people. No, there's hundreds now downloading. Thank you very much for that. We are in Harvest Cay. That is the other private island for Norwegian Cruise Line. This one is smaller. This one is newer. It was acquired, I think, in 2015 or 16. $25-30 million put into this very small island. It is absolutely gorgeous. Once again, we're here all by ourselves, so 599 guests to enjoy an island that's set up for 5,000 guests. It has an expansive pool area. I'm reading the press release. And that's what you want with a pool. You want it to be expansive. It's also expensive, probably, although it comes with the cruise. This one's different. On Great Stirrup Cay, they bring the food ashore, and it's included here. You buy your food ashore. There's a restaurant, a shockingly very good Jimmy Buffett restaurant called Land Shark. I think he came up with a new name because people went Margaritaville. They never cooked the hamburger right. Beautiful restaurant. It's all Belize. We're off the coast of Belize, and the people are Belizeans, I guess, and they're really nice people. It's really, really nice. Beachside cabanas. They have a zip line here, 3,000 feet of zip line across the island. You can go into the lagoon and kayak, stand up paddle boarding, and we don't have a lot of paddle boarders here at Oceana. I'm sure that's very popular with NCLs here. It's just a gorgeous spot, really is. All right, cue the music. Let's go. A little bit of aviation stories today, I guess, as I tell you what's happening in the cruise and travel industry. The other day, as you're well aware, the FAA shut down all the planes in America. They were grounded for quite a while they tried to figure out what happens to their notice to air mission system. It was a system that alerts pilots to whether or not the weather is bad, the airport, this lane, this the runway's closed, and yada, yada, yada. Now they're saying, they've released the rumors, they're leaking things. That's what they do in Washington. They leak. They take a leak and they do a leak. They're saying it was a contractor that might have caused this. That's like a Lee Harvey Oswald of the software industry. This guy was fixing something and he accidentally deleted a file. And when he deleted a file, all hell broke loose. And it cost the airlines millions of dollars, inconvenienced thousands of travelers. There were 10,000 delays, 2,800 canceled flights, all because of Joey from the software company. That guy over there, he did it. He's the scapegoat. Pete Buttigieg, he's the Secretary of Department of Transportation or whatever. He's terribly overmatched. He happens to be a Democrat. I wish he was a Republican. He doesn't belong there. He was the mayor of a small town. It's a political payoff. They're trying to build up his resume because someday he might want to run for president once he gets shoes that lifts him up 2-3 inches. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing, but he did give another press conference and said, we need to make sure there are enough safeguards built into the system so this won't happen again. Thank you, Pete. I was thinking, what are they going to do? I couldn't sleep last night. And then, thank God, Pete came out and said, no kidding. How could this happen? Could one guy mess it up that bad? And the FAA also said they're going to upgrade their cyber security protocols, which is a good idea considering what just happened. Lee Harvey Oswald's story hits the FAA. Eddie Bastian, you know Ed? He's the CEO of Delta. He's a happy guy. Delta's making billions. Delta got billions from the federal government. Oh, they were going to go under. Now they don't have to go under because they're making billions because they reduced the amount of planes. They've shortened up the layover time so you can miss the next flight. They've done everything possible to make it good for the stockholder and bad for the person that was flying Delta. And he's very upset. He told Congress, you need to start giving money to the FAA so they can make sure they can make it easier for us to make more money. I think we should probably, there's a fee to fly. We pay that. It's included in the fare. Take it out of the bottom line. Take it out of their corporate profits. I mean, they are killing it. I understand it's capitalism. It's supposed to work that way. My God, I won't even tell you the billions that they're just Delta's making. And Ed's upset. Ed said, we need to fix the FAA. You got it, Ed. We'll take care of that tomorrow. One more aviation story, and not a shocking story, really. There's a new terminal at Newark Airport, Terminal A. Looks gorgeous. Was supposed to open in December. And the governor showed up there to open it. He cut the ribbon. They said, by the way, governor, we're not going to open it today. Really? No, why not? Well, the fire alarm system doesn't work, and the security systems haven't passed the final test, but you were on the way. We didn't want to disappoint you. So cut the ribbon and go back to Trent. We'll let you know. So they finally opened it Thursday, and I know this will come as a big shock to anybody born and raised in the Garden State of New Jersey, but it was a disaster. They had all kinds of issues with the TSA security alarm. That's nothing new. They had problems with the gates. People were told, you're going to go from gate 31. No, never mind. You're going to go from 8 to 27 to 39. You'll leave tomorrow, maybe next week. It became a Jackie Mason bit. According to one person who was there, it was total chaos. No, it wasn't. It was New Jersey. Anyway, it was supposed to open December 8th. I mentioned that. It was delayed for a month. Now it's open. It looks beautiful. It'll work out the kinks. It'll be fine by, 2025. It should be good to go. It is a gorgeous looking terminal, though. And that airport in general, Terminal C there is fabulous. Compared to airports around the world, we still have the best airports. Hands down. Maybe not LAX, but LAX is more like hands up. Resorts World Cruises. I've talked about this guy before, Lim Kok Thay. He is the one that had Genting Hong Kong. He bankrupted Star Cruises, Crystal Cruises, and Dream Cruises, and two shipyards, and a few odds and ends, and a car war somewhere outside Cleveland. Everything went under, and now it's been reborn. He's coming back. Here's a guy that stuck 30,000 creditors, literally 30,000. Forget the people that got stranded, didn't get their cruise, and didn't get their money back, but 30,000 creditors. The guy was selling them tomatoes. He didn't get paid. But, billionaires can do this. He restarted with a new company called Resorts World Cruises, and he chartered a ship from the bank that he screwed because they owned the ship that when he went under, so they chartered it back to him, and now he has another one. He's chartering the Explorer Dream. There's rumor is that he actually bought it, but somebody bought it. You know how there's the old joke about this lady goes to the cemetery. She's looking for her husband's headstone, and she can't find it anywhere, and she's furious. She paid a fortune for this headstone. She can't find the headstone. So she finds the office for the cemetery. She goes in. She makes a big scene. I don't understand it. I looked for my husband's headstone. I paid a fortune for the headstone. Where's my husband's headstone? And the gentleman said, what's your husband's name? His name is Jaime Goldberg. Jaime Goldberg. And the guy looks through the records for like an hour, and he said, I'm sorry to tell you, we do not have a Jaime Goldberg. We have a Sadie Goldberg. She said, that's him. Everything is in my name. So, anyway, I'm a little nuts with the medication they give me. Plus, I thought sipping Zambuca with some decongestant ought to straighten this thing out pretty quick. Anyway, somebody bought the ship from the bank. They don't know who the buyer is. You know who the buyer is. It's somebody that bought it for this guy, and this guy's chartering it from the guy who bought it. That's how that works. I feel bad for the guy who bought it. I hope he got the money up front. Anyway, they're going to operate out of Hong Kong, which is interesting because Hong Kong is reopening. Hong Kong is opening again, but there's all kinds of restrictions. If you want to go to Hong Kong, sail out of Hong Kong. If you want to look at Hong Kong, if you want to have a video of Hong Kong, they got to have a test and everything else. I don't know. I'm channeling Jackie Mason in the worst way here. All right, that's it. Quick Saturday podcast. Let me look at the time. How much time have I wasted? We're not even at 10 minutes. What else you want to talk about? All right. You have a good weekend. I'm going to be back Monday, and I will have a good voice, and we'll go for it. Once again, you can find this podcast anywhere now. If you're waiting for the email, that's fine. But once I publish it, it's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and it's on everywhere. Very easy. I actually listen to it now on Apple. I think it's pretty cool because they feature it. When I go on the Apple Podcast thing, there it is, Tom Drake's Daily Cruising Travel News Podcast. I'm like, hey, I made it to the big time. Have a good Saturday. Talk to you Monday. I'm going to go back to my Zambuca. Everything is in my name.